The people of Yemen go to the polls today to elect a new president. These elections come a year after violent street protests erupted to get rid of President Ali Saleh. Yemen is now thought to be the largest base for al-Qaeda militants in the world. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, the BBC's Middle East correspondent, has been to Yemen and has this report.
A sizable group of young men around me here who just left the football stadium in Sana'a. There's been a big rally this morning here to stir up excitement about the election. It's a strange election to get excited about because there's only one candidate, but this isn't really an election about choosing a new leader for Yemen. It's about getting rid of the old one.
You know, for many people, and especially young people like me, it's the first time that they will wake up in the morning to find someone else who's the president, and a president who's not necessarily the son or the nephew or a relative of the old president.
In a plush office sitting beneath a portrait of his uncle, I meet President Saleh's nephew, Yahya. Yahya commands Yemen's elite counter-terrorism forces. So, I ask him, will you be stepping down after Tuesday's election?
This is when that happened.
In the hills outside Sana'a, we're taken to see the troops that Yahya commands.
We've been brought now to a training ground, a military training ground in the hills outside Sana'a. And what we're watching here is elite troops going through exercises. And what they're doing in front of us here is clearing a house. They've been trained to hunt down al-Qaeda suspects. Hundreds of millions of dollars are now being spent in Yemen every year on the battle against al-Qaeda. But the government's critics say this strategy is simply not working. That the real problem, the fertile ground on which al-Qaeda thrives here, is poverty.
The village of Deir Ayash is a collection of mud houses sitting on a dusty plain near the Red Sea coast. A group of women, covered from head to toe, are sitting outside a house, holding their babies on their laps. Dr. Raja Shahan is from UNICEF. He's our guide.
This baby is in a serious condition. If he develops, for example, a fever, the child is already in danger of dying.
My feeling is people do not understand how serious the situation is.
The situation in Yemen is very serious. 500,000 of children of Yemen under 5 are at the risk of dying or developing a mental disability if they live. And we are trying our best to raise our voice that there is a huge problem in Yemen. If not addressed now, we will regret it later.
The people in villages like Deir Ayash get virtually nothing from the government in Sana'a. According to Nadia Al-Sakaf, editor of the Yemen Times, it is poverty, not ideology, which is driving Yemenis into the arms of al-Qaeda.
In a time when you are desperate, hungry, unemployed, and it comes and drills a well for you and says this is for your farm, not only do they give you life, they also sell you heaven. And the only way we can fight al-Qaeda is through soft security, not through drones, not through weapons or any of this, because it's about having the community reject al-Qaeda and make it very hard for them to stay.
For years, President Ali Abdullah Saleh did almost nothing for Yemen's poor, while using the military to crush rebellions and fight al-Qaeda. If the new president is to bring some stability and prosperity to Yemen, he will need to try a different strategy.
That's Rupert Wingfield Hayes, Middle East correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.